The Krochim or the Kvorim. We're talking about a difference whether the city is in the base Knesset is in the big city, the Krochim, then they have no Tumas Negoyim. If the basic Knesset is in a small city, then they have a Tumas Negoyim. So Rashi explains the Havamina right now is that in the big cities, a lot of people come there, therefore it's considered like a Rishus Rabbim, like it belongs to the Rabbim. Therefore it's not Miyuchad, there's no Bailim, there's no owner to the basic Knesset, therefore it has no Tumas Negoyim. Mashenke and the Kvorim, in a small city, there's only a few people using the shul, therefore everybody is nikkur, the Bailim is nikkur, and we say it as if it's Kebes HaShutfim, and therefore there is a Tumas Negoyim. This is the Havamina. Now the Gemara says, Votanya, Morias Espira, we yet Ulekash, we go to the Braisa, Achuzaskem, the Posik says, Achuzaskem, Metama Ben Goyim, Vienyi Rishalayim, Metama Ben Goyim. Roman Yom says that Bechlal, any bayis, any house in Yerushalayim, has no Tumas Negoyim. Even if you find the Nega, it doesn't have any Tumas. And Amr Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Ani lo shemati el mokem migdish, bilvad. I only heard that the mokem of the base of migdish, that's the only place that doesn't have Tumas Negoyim. Of Yerushalayim itself does have Tumas Negoyim. But I call upon him, ho boti kinesias, ho boti medroshes, mitama ben Negoyim. The Alpha Gav the Krachim Ninu. Here it's Mashm according to both of them. Zay according to Rabbi Yehuda, Zay according to Tanakamo. It's only Yishal of Yerushalayim, or else the base of Migdish doesn't have Tumas Negoyim. But any other place does have Tumas Negoyim, even though it's the basic Knesset of the Krachim of big cities. And we'll soon see the reason why Yerushalayim doesn't have Tumas Negoyim, or else why the base of Migdish doesn't have any Tumas Negoyim. Like Rashi says, Avamokim Migdish Bovad, Shekishakona Dovid as Gurim Miarino. Hayavusi Gobra Kesim Mikol Shavus Veshev, because I mean over some Sefriyish Kiddush Kozad Kochim, that the base of Migdish, that Mokum like belongs to everybody. So again, it's not called the place Miyuchah to one person, therefore there's no Tumas Negoyim. That's a beauty Shita. But Yerushalayim, he holds it was Nischalkul Lishvotim, everybody owns it privately, therefore there is Tumas Negoyim in Yerushalayim. But our Koponim in the Stam, base of Knesset, everybody holds there is Tumas Negoyim. So Gemara answers like this, no. Eima Omer Rav Yehuda, Ani lo shemati el mokem mekudesh bilvad. That if Yehudish there is any mokem mekudesh, means any basic Knesset, does not have a Tumas Negoyim. And the reason is, we'll see later on, because again, it's not called Ubor, that the pasuk we had before, Ubor asher lo habayis, that the bayis has to belong to you. It has to be a mokem miyuchid, this house belongs to you and not to a rabbin. And a mokem mekudesh, which means like a basic Knesset, since it belongs to the rabbin, it doesn't have any Tumas Negoyim. So I'll call upon him, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the basic Knesset in the Kerochim, for sure does not have Tumas Negoyim. Now the Gemara says, what's the Machloikis Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda about Yerushalayim? If even a private house in Yerushalayim doesn't have Tumas Negoyim or not? So the Gemara says like this, Tanakam is Sodar, Yerushalayim, Leinis Chalkul Shvotim. The Tanakam holds that Yerushalayim does not have a Din Yerusha. It was not given the Torah Yerusha to any Shevet, therefore it belongs to the Rabbim, and therefore there's no din Tumas Negoyim. It doesn't have a locha for Nachozatchem, there's no din Yerush in Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, Yerushalayim Neschalku L'Shvotim. Yerushalayim was given out when Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael, even Yerushalayim also was given out a Yerusha to the Shvotim. Over Plunkta Dani Tanoi, this Machlokes of Yerushalayim was Neschalku L'Shvotim or not, is a Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya learned like this, Mahoya Bechalka Shah Yehuda. What was in Yehuda's chelak in Yerushalayim? Har habayis, halishchas v'yazoros. This was all the chelak of Yehuda. U'mahoye b'chalka shal binyamin. What part of Yerushalayim of the Mokam HaMikdash belonged to binyamin? Ulam v'heichal u'beis kodesh HaKadoshim. This all belonged to binyamin. Now u'rutzua hoysa yoytza michalka shal Yehuda. There was one like strip of land that belonged to Yehuda, and this strip of land went straight through v'nechneses l'chalka shal binyamin. It went through the chelak of Binyamin, uvohoye mezbeach bonui. And on this the mezbeach was built. So the kitzah, the mezbeach was also built on the chelak shel Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, uBinyamin atzadik koyim itztayro leho lebolo v'choyim. As Binyamin atzadik, this first means that the Binyamin, the tzadik Binyamin, the son of Yaakov Avinu. So the Ritva speaks out, even though he didn't live to see the Beis Hamikdash, it means that b'zruach haKodesh he saw what's going to happen, and it bothered him right now. That Binyamin HaTzadik right now when he was alive, it bothered him that how come this strip of land is going to be taken away from him and being given to Yehuda where the Mizbech is going to be built. Shenemal at the Pasuk says, Choyfefol of Kalayim, that it bothered him every day. He was like hovering over this piece of land that he lost. Lefikach, therefore, Zocho bin Yomen HaTzadik v'nasu ush pischin ligvura. Therefore, bin Yomen HaTzadik v'zeichom, that the Shekhinah should be in his chelik, which means the Oren. The Oren, where the Torah was, where the Shekhinah was, that was in the chelik Shob bin Yomen. Shob bin Yomen. Shenemo, like the Pasuk says, Ubein Seif of Shochin. So, Bekitza, you see here what that Yerushalayim was Neschalku l'Shvotim, even the Mokom HaMikdash was given out part to Binyamin, part to Yehuda. So that's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda Shita that says that Yerushalayim does have Tumas Nagoyim. Now, Vahai Tana Sova, Yerushalayim loy Neschalku l'Shvotim. But another Tana, like our Tana Kam hold, Yerushalayim was not given out l'Shvotim. The Tanya learned like this. Ein Maskirin Batim B'Yerushalayim. The Rishva said it's talking about Bisman Oilu Regal, when the Eden used to come up from Chutz to Yerushalayim, into Yerushalayim. So the people living in Yerushalayim were not allowed to rent out the houses to the people coming up to the Regal. Why can't they rent out the houses, charge people for living in the house? Because it doesn't belong to them. It's like a Yerushalayim was not Nechalku l'Shvatim. The Gemara says, Rebbe Elezer, Rebbe Tzadik Omer, Afloy mitos, you can't even rent out like a bed. And the Ritva speaks out, or the Tosis Yishonim says, it means the mokum, where you have your bed, since the place, the floor, the ground, doesn't belong to you, you're not allowed to rent out that either. In other words, when the people used to come to El Regal, you couldn't charge anybody money for sleeping in your house or sleeping in your bed. Lefigil, the Gemara says, therefore, Mashmah the Rabbonah made a takona that Oiroi's Kodeshim, that the skin from the Kabonis that the Bailam take home with them, let's say you bring a Korban Shlomim, so the locher is the skin, the aura of the animal belongs to the bailam, to the owner that brought the korban. So these owners, when they used to bring the korbanos, and then they went home to sleep in the inn, or to sleep by somebody's house in Yerushalayim, that Rabbona made a takona, that Baalei Ushbezichnen, like the owner of the inn, or the owner of the house where these people used to sleep, was noit l'noisim bezroya. They had a right to take it away from the people sleeping there, even by force. In other words, even though they did not have to pay real money, but they had this chus to get at least the skin away from them. Now, why the skin? The Rom Rabbi, Abaye says, Shema Mina, from here we see that Urcha Arya, like it's a good meat, it's a nice derech eretz, Lemishpat Inish, Gulfam, a person should leave over to his innkeeper, where he stayed there, the Gulfa, the leftover pitchers of wine, Ulmashcha, and his skin, the leftover skin that he has, Luyash Bezia. He should leave it over to his innkeeper. So since there's a nice minig, like it's a midas toiva, till if you sleep by somebody's house, to leave him over this. So therefore here, by all the regolim in Yerushalayim, since the owner can't charge any money, Rabbona made a takona koponim, that the owner like has a right to take away the skin from the bottom of the people that are sleeping there. But I koponim, this town holds that Yerushalayim was not nechalku l'shvatim, it does not really belong to the people living there. So this is the machlokes before Yehuda and the Tanakhama. But our co-opponents were coming out so far that according to Yehuda Shita before it was Mokum Muktosh, any place that's holy, like a basic Knesset, does not have Tumas Negoyim. Now the Havimina Rid, that's only by a big city, the Krachin. Mashenkin, the Kforum, in a small city, then we say, like Rashi said, since only a few people own the shul, it's like Nikur, we see, we can realize who the owners are, that's considered like Bayis Loi. Fred Gemara, is that true? The Kforum, Mima Tama Benegoyim, does even in the small cities, a shul, does the basic Knesset have Tumas Negoyim? For a tiny word like this, the Pasuk says Liachuza, we darshanat sheyich b'shuwaisa. There's no Tumas Negoyim until first the Eden captured Eretz Yisrael. What about Kiv Shuwaisa v'leichelkum? Let's say they captured it, but they did not divide up the land, l'shvatim, or else chalku l'shvatim. They already divided up the land, each shevet got their chelik, but v'leichelku l'veis avis, in each shevet did not divide up to each family didn't get their chelik yet. What about Cholkul Beis Ovis? No, even after the divide of the parents Israel, that each mishpach, each family, got the portion of land that belongs to them, but v'yein kol echad makirish loy. Let's say there were a few people in the family, and we don't know exactly which person owns which land. Minayin, how do we know that there's no Tumas Negoyim yet? Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says, Ubo asher loy habayis, that you have to come to a house that belongs to you. So we darshin mishem yuchid loy. That's miyuchid, it's set aside for you. Everybody knows this land, this house belongs to you. Yotzu Elu goes out this case when they first conquered Eretz Yisrael, even though they divided up l'shvatim, and each sheva gave it out to the mishpacha. But since everybody in the mishpacha does not know which land belongs to them yet, that's not called Ubu Ashaloi. Shem Yuchadim Loi. So the Churhuadin, the Beis Knesset, the Kforim, even though there's only a few people that own it, But still, it's not nikkur, it's not miyuchid, which part of the shul belongs to who. So therefore, still not called miyuchid to a special person. So the chura, according to the svara, the kfarim should also not have tumas negayim. So how could you answer on top the stira to the brisa, that one brisa said the basic knesset does have tumas negayim, and one brisa says it doesn't have? You want to answer the difference is, one is the basic knesset, the kruachim of the big cities, that does not. But the small ones of the kfarim does have tumas negayim. According to the svara right now, even the kfarim should not have tumas negayim. So how are we answering the stira before we had on the brises? So the Gemara says, elamachvarta kashnina mikara. We have to come on to the terrace we said before. That the difference is, one brise is talking about where in the shul, there's a base diru there, the chazan, the shamash sleeps there. So since that room is miyuchad to him, it's a private room there, he sleeps there, therefore it's called, it could have tumas negoyim. And the brise that says there's no tumas negoyim is talking about when nobody sleeps in the shul. Therefore, just on the basic nesses itself, since it's not miyuchad for labaylim, it's not called avoa, asher uvoa, asher loy habayis. Therefore, there's no tumas negoyim. So the Moravite, and the Mishnah says, "Umeskinan loy koyin acher," that we're afraid before Yom Kippur, we have to prepare a second koyin gadol. Let's say we're afraid maybe the first koyin gadol will come tamei. He can't do the avoda. So therefore, we have a second koyin gadol set aside. He'll be able to do the avoda. So the Gemara like this now. Pshita, it's very good to us. We understand that ira boy psul koydim tamei shoshacher. Let's say the koyin gadol on Yom Kippur became tamei at night, before they brought the Talmud Shoshachar in the morning. So now we have to appoint the second Kohen Gadol. So the Shalur is, before a Kohen Gadol does the Avodah, he has to have Chinuch. Like, he has to be like, it's Yedua, we know that he's the Kohen Gadol. He has to do something to show he's a Kohen Gadol before he can start doing the Avodah. So Bishleim, if the first Kohen became Talmud before the Talmud Shoshachar, then we understand that Mechan Chinoisai be Talmud Shoshachar. We let the second Kohen Gadol now, he brings the Talmud Shoshachar. Now, when he brings the Talmud Shoshachar, he has to wear the 8 begodim. So, b'shas he's wearing these 8 begodim and doing the avodah, that's called the chinuch. Like everybody sees, he's the kohen gadol. He's wearing the special begodim, so that's called the chinuch. It's good he has a shem kohen gadol, and later he can start doing the avodah sayoyim. But what's going to be ela ira by psul achat Talmud Shoshachar? Let's say no. B'shas they brought the first Talmud in the morning. The first kohen gadol was okay. He first became posel, became tamei after they brought the Talmud Shoshachar. So now you have to start using the second Kohen Gadol, going directly into Lefnai Lefnim, to start to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur itself. For the Gemara, B'mayim Mechan Chinoisai, how does he become like a Kohen Gadol? Because the Shailah is a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when he does the Avodah Lefnim inside, he only wears Dalad Begodim. The same 4 Begodim that a Kohen Hedyid wears the whole year, those are the Begodim that a Kohen Gadol wears when he goes Lefnai Lefnim. So this Kohen Gadol now, up until now he was a Kohen Hedyot. Right now he's becoming to be a Kohen Gadol. What is he going to be wearing special? Like, how are we going to see that he's a Kohen Gadol? If he goes straight to do the Avodah Sayyim, he only wears Dalad Begodim the same way a regular Kohen Hedyot wears Dalad Begodim. So for the Gemara Kasha, B'ma Mechan Chinoisai, how do we give him a Chinuch? Like, how is it Nikar? How do we see that he's the Kohen Gadol? That's what Rashi learns here. B'ma Mechan Chinoisai, Rashi says, the Kohen also only wears 4 begodim. Uvamahu nikir shu Kohen Gadol miyolim. How do we see that he's a Kohen Gadol? Ve'echin yotzem hedyotis. How did he go out of his status before that he was called the Kohen Hedyot? Shetei avoydes sayim nasis b'Kohen Gadol. Mashmah is there's a din before, like you have to become a Kohen Gadol with a chinuch by showing something b'shas avoyda that you're a Kohen Gadol. So here, when you start to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur itself, after the Talmud Shoshachar, the next Avodah is being done inside Lefnai Lefnim, with only the 4 Begodim. So how is it Nikah now you're a Kohen Gadol? Is Omer Ravada Barava. So he gives it, Ravada Barava wants to give a teretz, the Avnet. So he wears the special Avnet. He's the Avnet, the gartel that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur, that the Torah says is made out of boots. It's made out of pure linen. It's not made out of any wool inside, there's no claim involved. So Mashmah the Gemara means to say that the regular avnet that the Kohen Hedyot wears the whole year, that's made out of klayim, that's made out of wool and linen. Mashenkin the gartel that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur when he goes lefnai lefnim, that's only made out of boots. So according to this, it's good when he starts to put on this gartel of boots. Now it's nikra that he's a Kohen Gadol because the Kohen Hedyot doesn't wear such a gartel. So the Gemara says, Honich l'man diyama. This is very good according to the man diyama. We'll soon see in Amad Beis. That holds That the avnet, the gartel that a kohen gadol wore the whole year, that's the same type of a gartel that a kohen hedyot wore the whole year. Now, this much it says in the Torah, that the gartel of a kohen gadol depends. On Yom Kippur itself, it was only made out of boots, only made out of linen. Mashenkin, the gartel of a kohen gadol the whole year was made out of kalayim. There was wool and linen in there together. Now, there's a man diyoma that says, that just like the Kohen Gadol's avnet the whole year was made out of kalayim, hu adin, that's the same avnet the Kohen Hedyot wore the whole year, was also made out of kalayim. So then it's very good, because now on Yom Kippur, the avnet of the Kohen Gadol has to be made out of butz, out of linen only. So therefore it's nikkur right now, we can tell right now that this Kohen is a Kohen Gadol, because today he's wearing a different gartel than a regular Kohen Hedyot wears. So therefore it's very good. El olaman de yomer, avnet tosh a Kohen Gadol. But according to the man Yoma, it says no. The same gartel that a Kohen Gadol wears the whole year, which is made out of kalayim, is not the same gartel a Kohen Hedyot wears the whole year. As this man Yoma holds that a Kohen Hedyot wears the whole year an avnet made out of butz only made out of linen, no kalayim involved. So then, Ma'ikel Meimer, what can you say? Since the same gartel that a Kohen Hedyot wears the whole year, that's the same type of a gartel that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur, which is also only made out of boots. So again, when this Kohen now puts on these Dalet Begodim to go in Lefnayim Lefnim, how is it nikkur that he's a Kohen Gadol? He's wearing the same avnet on Yom Kippur, which is made out of boots. According to this man Yoma, this is the same avnet that a regular Kohen Hedyot wears the whole year. So again, how is it nikkur is chinuch? So the Gemara answers, Omar Abai gives a teretz. I tell you, loyvesh shmoina, let this second Kohen Gadol, after the first Kohen Gadol already brought the Tomei Shel Shachar, then he became Postle, became Tomei. So now with the second Kohen Gadol, let him first do this Avodah and put on the eight Begodim. His loyvesh shmoina, let him put on his eight Begodim, the Tzitz, the Choshen, the Eifoid, let him put it on. U'mahapech b'tinura, and let him do this Avodah, let him take a spoon, let him take a fork, and let him mix up the pieces of meat, the pieces of the Tomet Shoshachar, the pieces of meat from that Korban Eila, let him mix it up on the Mizbeach to let it burn better. That's called Mahapech B'Tzenura. Let him mix around, push around the pieces of meat on the Mizbeach, and it'll burn better that way, and that's also called an Avoidim. Ukun Rav Huna, like Rav Huna, the Yama Rav Huna said, Zar Shehofach B'Tzenura. If a Zar, a regular Yisrael, not a Kohen, went and took this fork and mixed around, moved around the pieces of meat on the Mizbeach, you should know that Lachar is Chayiv Misa. That Zar is Chayiv Misa. So what do you see? It's called an Avoida. So therefore now, when Yom Kippur in the morning also, even though you don't have to do this Avoida, but Akoporim is called an Avoida, so the Lachar from Chinuchiz was saying that the Kohen Gadol, he has to first do an Avoida that's Nikkur, we could all tell that he's a Kohen Gadol. So therefore, let him do this Avoida of moving around the pieces of meat when they're on the Mizbeach to burn better. And when he's doing this Avoida, since we're making him a Kohen Gadol, he has to wear the eight Begodim. So now that he wears his eight Begodim to do this Avoida, that's called Chinuch. That's called its Nikkur. We can all tell and realize that he is a Kohen Gadol. So this is the way we'll get him to look like a Kohen Gadol. Now, even though you don't really have to do this, so here it's a Shaila, how are you allowed to do it on Yom Kippur? Look, here you're over the Issa Mavir. You're like moving the meat on the fire, you're making it burn better, you're being Mavir. So basically, what you have to say is that the Avoidus on Yom Kippur, or the Avoidus is Hutra. The Avoid Yom Kippur is Hutra, you're allowed to do it on Yom Kippur. So any Avoid that you're doing is Hutra, you're allowed to do it. So this Avoidah also, since it is called an Avoidah, to move around the pieces of meat on them is better, let them burn better, even though you don't have to do it. But if you do it, though, Avada, it's Mutter to do it even on Yom Kippur. So that's the Eitza now. We'll let the Kohen Gadol, before it starts to do the Avoidus of the Yom, where he only wears the Dalet Begodim Lefnayim Lefnim, before he starts to do that Avoida, let him first put on his eight Begodim, and he'll do this type of an Avoida, he'll take a fork and move around the pieces of meat from the Korban HaTomid on the fire, and that's called an Avoida. So the more Rapapa says, another Teretz, Avoidosai Mechan Chosai. You're asking the question, how is this